We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Jenny. And you're listening to Sonosphere
on WYXR.
Yeah.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 FM and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in on this Memorial Monday. My name is Amy, and I'm here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've had a good long weekend. It's been a little gray, but, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. I have some special guests in the studio here with me. I'd love for y'all to introduce yourself. Robert Traxler's here, who created Memphis Concrete. And we have Taj here, too.
Hi.
Good to see you. Good to meet you. And we're here to talk about Memphis Concrete. It is a music festival that is happening here at Crosstown Arts in the Crosstown Concourse this weekend. And Robert and I have known each other for a very long time. And I remember when the very first one was put on across the street on Cleveland at the old Crosstown Arts. So I'd love to hear a little bit about, you know, we almost do this every year, but I'd love to still hear, you know, a little more of the history of the fest, what it's about, and then what will you expect to provide this year?
Yeah, so that was in 2017.
You can pull it towards you a little more.
Yeah, let me get this. This mic's a little wily. 2017, across the street, and then we've been in here in the big building since it's been a thing.
Yeah.
Because I guess it wasn't a thing in that back then.
No. I remember the green room when it was coming together. We got a little tour of it, and I guess that was 2018, 19.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
You were just hearing Slow Loris, who will be playing the festival this year. That was The End of Prophecy. They're coming to us from Germany, so really excited. They did a show with us in the middle of the year last year, and they are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Two-piece from Berlin. We got them back here for the festival.
That's awesome. And so when you began, I remember that it was a lot of regional artists. It wasn't just Memphians, but there were a lot of Memphians, but there were also folks from Arkansas, Mississippi. And so it's kind of a regional festival.
Yeah.
And it's grown.
Yeah,
in a
little bit. We've got, you know, one group from Germany.
Right.
Someone's coming. Emery Miles is coming from Louisville. That's maybe the farthest in the States.
Yeah.
But Chattanooga, Nashville.
Yeah, exactly. And then one year we hope to bring a few folks from the coast. I think we got maybe a couple. I don't know. But so they've come around the States and now Germany. So that's you've got to be pretty excited about it this year.
Oh, yeah. Real excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then now we have Taj here. And I'd love to know more about your work and how you got into this and what we'll see from you this year.
Sure. Yeah. Coincidentally, I actually moved to Memphis in 2017.
Nice.
And I think I went to the first festival, but that was kind of my introduction into the experimental musician scene here in Memphis. So, it feels kind of serendipitous, I guess, to be here now. I'm a composer, musician, and it's sort of a long journey. I've been making music since I was 12, but studied music, ended up becoming a classical trombone player. That's actually my background.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I did that for a long time and ended up kind of moving more into experimental music with one of my mentors, Eve Beglerian, was my bandmate for a long time. And we ended up kind of traveling around the Mississippi coast, the Mississippi River coast. And I ended up just kind of liking Memphis, falling in love with Memphis, moving here. Shortly after that, started kind of doing my own thing, but it was really I was playing in theater orchestras here in town and then the pandemic happened and I was I'm not gonna do that anymore. It was around that time that I got really interested in meditation, and I ended up even though I had all of this background in music and whatnot, I went to a sound bath here in this lady in Bartlett. Her name's Madra. She's mind-blowing. And it just it was so far out, but I fell in love with that concept and that aspect of music and performing kind of in a healing space. So I asked if, you know, she would kind of be my teacher, and so she gave me a lot of insight. And from there, I started hosting sound baths and teaching meditation and bringing it into a yoga practice. I'm a Kundalini yoga teacher. And so it sort of all come together, bringing like this experimental background into like yoga and house music. And that's kind of where I'm at now. So, yeah.
And so that's what you'll be bringing on this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. I have a new project with a friend of mine who is from Punjab, India, and he's a tabla player. And mm-hmm. so we're bringing together kind of like a Sikh devotional music into this kind of electronic
That's
place.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm really excited.
Okay, well, what are we gonna hear? What is can you kind of tee it up?
Yeah, so this is on the artist sampler this year. I just released an album on my Bandcamp, which is this is actually, if you download it, it's a bonus track, but yeah, it's called You Were Subtle, The Wind Was Cold. And yeah, it's the first track, so kind of an atmosphere.
Awesome. All right, well, that's what we're gonna hear. Taj Chandler.
Chander.
Okay, sorry, I can't read from over here.
No worries.
My eyes are not that great, but anyway, sorry, Taj. We're gonna hear Taj playing up next, so stay tuned here to Sonosphere on WYXR.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. I hope you're enjoying this show today. I have special guests on the show today with me. I have Robert Traxler here, and Taj Chander is here today. And I thank them for joining me. We are talking about the Memphis Concrete Festival that is coming up this weekend here at Crosstown Arts in the Crosstown Concourse. And of course, if you're just tuning in, like I mentioned, Robert and I and Sonosphere really have a little history. We've known each other for a while. We've worked together a little bit on the fest in the past, and it's really been a really fun time. And so I'd love to continue to learn more about what you have in store this year.
Yeah, well, you just heard Cell Shade with
Suki Da.
Yeah, I'm not close to the screen, so yeah. Suki Da. And actually, I was on TV with Cell Shade this morning, Channel 3, live at 9. So that was a very surreal for me experience. Never been on TV before.
And live TV is a whole other thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Cell Shade did a performance, and that was just amazing. So I was happy to see that.
Yeah. But, and you could check it out probably online somewhere.
Yeah. I think they got an archive.
Yeah.
Cool. As does this show, right?
As does this show, okay. Yes. Yeah. The archive paid for by members of the station, like maybe you. So you can go to donate at WYXR.org. But yeah, thanks. So this year, so Cell Shade is another artist that has been in the past. Are there some folks that have never played?
Yeah, it's mostly people who have never played. Actually, it had been a while since I've had someone come back as a repeat mm-hmm. to, you know, get as many new people involved as possible. But Cell Shade played in 23, and Artificer played, I think, in 2019.
Right. I know. So I was there, I think, for that one, and really good. Yeah. Okay. So who else are you bringing over that's pretty exciting?
Really excited about Tangela.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Excited about Duets for Theremin.
That'll be really fun, too.
We've got Eve Merritt coming in from Nashville, Leper Witch from Chattanooga, like nice. Really incredible noise musician. Mm-hmm. And she runs this on Instagram, Women of Noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty big account promoting what it says it is, women who make experimental music. So it's really cool. And her music is incredible. So
awesome.
Excited about all of that. And Taj, in addition to his own music that you heard a little earlier, he's actually doing two things this year, because on the complete opposite end of a musical sound, maybe participating in our Scrap Metal Orchestra, which we did that live score for the Terminator last year. Coming back, just banging on some more metal. So,
okay,
excited about that.
Me too. That'll be fun. I think that's Sunday.
That is Sunday. Taj is going to be playing back to back.
So it's Saturday and Sunday. Is there anything on Friday?
Nothing on Friday. Okay. Just Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Here at Crosstown this weekend. Is there anything else, Taj, you want to add about this weekend? Or I know we may play one more of your songs too.
Oh, sure. No, I think it's going to be a really cool program. Saturday night seems like there's going to be some really cool energy. Those artists are pretty awesome. Cell Shade's performance this morning was incredible, by the way. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then Sunday seems pretty good too. So yeah, I think this is going to be a really good festival. I really do.
All right. Well, cool. Well, let's hear the, one more. So if you want to know, there's also the sampler of this, this year's fest on Bandcamp. So we're going to play one more from that. Is there one you want to play? Maybe the
Let's hit the Porcelain Control.
Okay. All right.
Well, they're coming from Johnson City. You'll hear really good stuff.
Awesome. All right. So stay tuned for Porcelain Control here on Sonosphere, WYXR 91.7. Whoops. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you are tuned in to Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7. And you can also stream us live on the web at WYXR.org. We are a nonprofit radio station. So while you're over there at WYXR.org, maybe become a member, make a donation, or see how else you might want to get involved in the station. We have all kinds of different events that go on here, so WYXR.org is where you can start. So my name is Amy, and I am the host of Sonosphere with my co-host Jenny here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And today I've got some special guests. If you're just tuning in, Robert Traxler, the creator of the Memphis Concrete Festival, and Taj Chander, who is also here with Robert, and he is a musician, composer, and will be performing in the Memphis Concrete Festival this weekend right here at Crosstown Arts. In the Crosstown Concourse. Guys, thanks for coming on today. And Taj, we just heard one of your songs from your last record, latest record. What's
Yeah, that was my first album. I think it was in 2024.
Okay, cool.
2023, maybe. But yeah, thank you. Yeah, I love that piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thanks for sharing it. And we also, what did we hear before that, Robert? Something from the
sampler. That was the Porcelain Control track.
Oh, yeah.
I have to pull it up.
Me too. Hold on. Let me see. It was called Dissecting Marbles, and that is from the Memphis Concrete sampler for this year, and that can be found on Bandcamp. And you put one of those together almost every year, right?
Yeah. I started doing the Bandcamp thing a few years ago.
Yeah.
A nice, convenient way to, like, what do these people sound like? Here you go, all in one place.
That's great. That's great. And if you want to catch Cell Shade, they performed this morning on
Channel 3. WREG.
Okay, very cool. And so you can probably find that somewhere too. So thanks for coming on and talking about the fest today. From your words, tell the people where to go and how to get there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be in the Crosstown Arts Green Room. This Saturday and Sunday. It's doors are at 3:30 both days, and then it goes on until the nighttime.
Awesome.
So yeah, lots of, if you want to explore sound and hear a lot of, you know, a wide variety of just music that is different, then it is the place to be.
Awesome. Yes, that is very true. And, you know, that festival was kind of the first of its kind here in this city. And really, since then, has opened up, I think, a lot more opportunity for different experimental electronic shows that y'all have done in over the last few, I guess, almost decade now. My gosh.
Yeah, it's been 9 years.
Wow. So thanks for bringing, you know, these kind of sonic experiences. And we're always happy to have you on every year. All right. Well, we are going to leave you here. I may play a little more from the sampler. But first, I'll play some from Optic Sync's first album, because they played early on when they were first started. I don't even know what year that was, but they were in the fest 1 year.
I think it was 19.
Yeah, 2019. So we'll hear some Optic Sync coming up next right here on Sonosphere. And if you just tuned in, Memphis Concrete Fest this weekend, Crosstown Arts, check it out. And stay tuned to WYXR 91.7.
Hi, this is Matt Qualls, and you're listening to Sonosphere with Amy and Jenny right here on WYXR.
Thank you.
Jenny.
Hi, Amy.
We host Sonosphere every Monday
from 4 to 5.
So tune in
on WYXR
91.7.
What's up, y'all? My name is Raneem, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 Memphis.
All right. This is another edition of Cruise Control with DJ Larry. It is the 5 o'clock hour. We are on WYXR 91.7, the station raised by sound. And I don't want to wait today. I want to get straight to the music, so let's get right to it.
Checking sometimes, is it?